from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Saw the fall from his home.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Book your fantasy football party at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. Elliot Shore Parks in a subpar voice is brought to you by Robin Ford. Online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Trying to soldier through it. How you feeling, Elliot?
Man, I was hoping you wouldn't even recognize the voice sounding better today, but since you brought it up, it's I'm fighting through it. Happy 5 for 5 this week, though. This is my fifth time on with you guys. Maybe that's why the voice is sore.
Yeah, did we ruin you? Did we work you too hard, buddy?
Yeah, I think I'm only 2 hits a week normally, you know. So 5 is I got to get my regular season shape, I guess.
Well, this is ESP time. I think this is
your time,
training
brother.
Camp
yeah.
is when you shine, brother. You know, they're doing national arguments about your training camp stats.
I think the training camp stats are having their best training camp ever.
Yeah. And by the way, you have a certain afternoon show pushing the hell out of your training camp stats.
Hey,
you're
yeah.
welcome.
Yeah.
So
yeah, as always, I appreciate you guys doing the work on that.
Yeah. So Elliot, the big debate today, you know, and I think, you know, Jack and I talked to you the day after the first preseason game, and I said, hey, why isn't Tanner McKee the backup quarterback?
Yeah.
So, you know, we've had now 2 preseason games, and it looked even more drastic last night. So I ask you again, why isn't Tanner McKee the backup quarterback?
So I think there's 2 reasons he's not the backup quarterback. One is he has not played as well in practice as he has in the game. And I am fine with valuing the game over practice, but watching him in 12 practices versus Pickett, it is much closer in practice than it looked last night. Last night, Tanner McKee severely outplayed Pickett. In practice, it has been much closer. So I think that's part of it. But the other one is, what you want in a backup quarterback, I think, is different than what you want if you wanted someone that was going to start for you for the full season. Over a full season, I think Tanner McKee has a higher ceiling than Kenny Pickett does. I think he throws a better ball. He looks in command of the offense, I think, even pre-snap, which is impressive for a guy in his second year. But in a backup quarterback, I want somebody that can, in one snap, go from being on the sideline to being in a primetime big game like against the Cowboys or the Packers in week 1, all the primetime games the Eagles have. So Kenny Pickett has just been in those spots more than Tanner McKee has. So when you think about the backup, I trust Pickett more to come in midway through the third right now than I do Tanner McKee.
It's a fair answer. I don't buy it, but it is a fair answer because, you know, Kenny Pickett has been in NFL games, but he's also been bad in a lot of NFL games too. So I guess I understand, but I guess I would still go with the guy who looks like a better quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to, do you want experience or do you want the better player? And I don't even think we can definitively say Tanner McKee is the better player yet. You mentioned Pickett's been bad in NFL games. McKee has not even played in NFL games. So we can project and think how he would be. And if I had to pick out of the two, I would pick McKee to start a full season for me. I just think for where this Eagles team is at, like if it was 2016 Eagles, Carson was the back, Carson was his rookie starter, then I think you go with McKee because you're not truly expecting to compete for anything. I just think for this exact roster, Pickett is better suited.
So, yeah. So I want to ask you an actual serious question about the training camp stats, because I thought it was a good topic, actually, even though, you know, it made its way online and people were laughing about it. But Nick Wright at Fox Sports was talking about Jalen Hurts having not thrown an interception. And he said, look, that's actually a bad thing. He said, he's being too safe with the ball. He's not trying things out. He was like, this is either a sign that essentially Jalen Hurts is checking down too often, or that the defense is absolutely horrible. I think it is a fair point. Do you think there is anything to the fact that Hurts is maybe being a little too safe in camp, and that's why he hasn't thrown an interception?
So I do think it is a fair point to bring up, but having watched Jalen and having watched the defense now against another offense, I don't think it is a correct point to make. So with Jalen, I think if you would have said that after five practices, maybe that would have been fair, but he has started to take more risks with the ball. He has had probably two passes that should have been intercepted that were not. So, you know, if he has two interceptions, is that much different than zero in Nick Wright's eye? Like, I don't know. So he is taking chances with the ball, number one. But number two, I think the thing about the defense not being good, they went to New England, granted against a bad New England offense, and did create two turnovers. And then yesterday in the preseason game, they created a turnover. So having seen that, I feel better about the defense than I would have if I didn't see them against a different team. So I get the point, but just, you know, as the one who tracked all 219 of his throws, I don't think he's being too conservative with the ball. He is taking, shots down the field.
Yeah, I'm going to trust you on that side, because that's where my belief and hope in this team is lying, with Jalen Hurts in this offense. But the defensive side of things, I can't buy what they did in New England. Sure, it was nice. They made some plays. That New England roster stinks. That might be the worst roster in all of football. Let's be honest. Who the hell are they wide receivers? Who were those guys? I don't even know those guys that were out there last night. Who was that? Was that Jalen Reagor? Jalen Reagor is their best receiver out there?
So I agree the Patriots' offense is terrible. Jacoby Brissett is a borderline starter. All those things are true.
Well, he's probably the best player of the entire offense is Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, he probably is. But in 2022, last time the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, like, I think at a basic level in the NFL, you just have to dominate the bad offenses and you know, be good against the great ones and try your best against the great ones. Because the way the league is tilted, you're going to give a point to the great offenses. The best defenses in the league dominate the bad offenses. And that's what the Eagles didn't do last year, especially at the end. The Seahawks had the game-winning touchdown drive against them. The Cardinals threw the ball. The Giants ran all over them in that final game. The Buccaneers did. So I agree that, like, beating up on a bad offense isn't a sign that they'll be the best defense in the league. But if they can get back to doing that, I think that's the difference between, you know, two or three wins this season that they didn't get last season.
And I'm going to tell you what's the difference between us winning, could be the difference between us winning two or three games, which can mean either the division or having home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And that's the fact that we don't really have a playmaker on the defensive side of the football. I mean, outside of big play Slay, right? I don't really know. Is there a playmaker over there? Can I, is there anybody I can trust to be a ball hawk that's going to get at the quarterback, create fumbles? I mean, I got Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon getting signed in Atlanta. We could have had both of those guys. Not only that, we let Hassan Reddick, we trade him away. Like, what are we doing? Like, as if we, here's what I'm worried about, Elliot, because I'm getting worked up.
I hear it.
The pass rush and the coverage. I don't know what the hell we're doing at linebacker. I like the younger players than I do the two veterans that are probably going to wind up being the starters. I'd rather start N'Kobe and Jeremiah Trotter, but that's not going to happen. But the secondary, compare it with the pass rush, I don't see enough there. I don't see enough there, and it's primarily with the guys up front. I just don't know if I see enough up front that's going to get at the quarterbacks. They were already the worst team on third down last year. They were the worst team on third down last year versus the pass and getting sacks on third down. That's the money down in the NFL. You know what that means, E? That means you can do great on first and second down. That team gets to third down, whether it's third down and 5, third down and 7, third down and 3, third down and 11. They're like, don't worry, we're going to get it. We got 3 tries. And we're more likely to convert on third down than we are to go off the field because of this Eagles defense. And this defense is not even as good personnel-wise as the one they had last year at this time. They got young players that could turn out to be good, but as I sit here and look at them right now, it's a lot more question marks on that side of the football than they've had in a long time around here. You can almost say it's a question mark at every position except for Jalen Carter's position and Darius Slay's position.
Yeah, so I think the biggest concern with the defense is going into a week, opposing offensive coordinators are probably only worried about one player, and that's Jalen Carter. I don't think they're worried about the linebacker. They're not worried about the edge rushers. They're not worried about the secondary. They have respect for Slay, but I don't think they worry about him the way they used to. So the Eagles are going to have to rely heavily on just being in the right place and the scheme. They're like, when you bring up third down, I think a lot of the issues they had on third down last year were twofold. One, guys just didn't make plays, and that's a big part of it. Hassan Reddick, you know, towards the end of the year, guys didn't make plays. But I think also they were out of position a lot. And on third down especially, that killed them. So I think the Eagles going into this year are really hoping that with a better coordinator, at least someone they believe is a better coordinator, there will be a base level there that wasn't there last year. But you are right. They have to have guys make plays. That's why I thought, and I know it's the Patriots, I thought it was encouraging to see their linebackers make plays against the Patriots. These were not interceptions where Jacoby Brissett just threw it to him or a receiver, the ball bounced off the guy's hands. These were forced turnovers. Jacoby ripping the ball out of someone's hand, tipping it up, and then it goes to Zach Bond. Jeremiah Trotter jumping around. So they can rely on coaching, but at the end of the day, you're right. They have to have players that make special plays on defense. They have them on offense. They have guys that can make plays when it breaks down on offense. They don't yet have those proven guys on defense.
Last one for me, Elliot. At what point do they look at Nolan Smith and say, this guy maybe just can't play at this level? Because I didn't get to watch him, you know, at all in preseason last year or anything like that, but I'm watching him and he just, from a size perspective, he doesn't look like an NFL player to me out there. It looks like he gets bullied and he can't really get to the quarterback unless he has an open path there or he happens to be able to speed around the guy in front of him.
Yeah, so I think with him, like, actions speak louder than words right now. They can say they believe in him. They can say they're excited for him. How many legit first-round picks in their second year play into the fourth quarter of a preseason game? And he's done it twice. I mean, last night, Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis didn't even dress for the game. They certainly, in that first preseason game, didn't play after halftime. Nolan Smith has played deep into both of these games, playing out there with guys that are probably going to be on the practice squad. So I think it's pretty clear they know Nolan Smith needs reps. And I think an interesting dynamic this year is going to be, because at the combine, Howie said, we probably need to play our young guys more than we did last year. I don't think Vic Fangio is putting Nolan Smith on that field if he doesn't think he can play. And that's why I think Brandon Graham's going to play more. And I think you're going to see a lot more of just the same edges and not as much cycling as they've done in the past. Because he's not had good preseason games. And the fact they're playing him so late really tells you what they actually think right now.
There he is, Elliot Shore Parks. You can download the Go Birds podcast. There was a brand new one after the game last night, or I don't know if it was this morning or whatever, but Elliot's thoughts on the game last night.
Yeah.
Still, every day all the way through camp? When does every day stop?
So I'm doing every day Monday through Friday through the whole season. So every morning.
Wow.
15 minutes. Yeah, exactly. Well, look, my voice is sore, so you know, who knows if I'll be able to talk by the end of September. But every morning, 10 to 15 minutes, the latest Eagles news, what's happening that day, things you need to know. So, you know, hopefully it's something people enjoy to start their day with.
Well, and notice there's no seltzer on that one. There's one guy grinding and one guy at a Fish concert.
Yep.
Yep.
Has to be
brought up. Fish fans are. Yeah.
Not surprising. Well, the good part is he's never seen fish before.
Yeah. Not this month. All right, Elliot. Get better, buddy. You actually do sound better today than you sounded yesterday.
Yeah, I'm feeling better. And they practice tomorrow. I can't miss practice tomorrow, so I'll be good by tomorrow.
You got to tell us if Nick has a good practice tomorrow. You have to be there.
Yeah, we need to know.
Well, we already know the answer to that.
Yeah. Keep stacking them. Just keep stacking them.
All right, shout out to the worm. All right, thank you, Elliot. There he is. 215-592-9494, Rios in North Philly. What up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? Yeah, I mean, you know, let me send out my apologies and real quick first. But anyway.
Cheater. You let one drop yesterday. It's all good, though. You got fired up. We know it always could happen.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, I'm going to just blame it on this with the stuff that goes in the head of mine. But anyway, look, check it out, man. Let me speak on the Phillies first. So, first thing with the Phillies, I'm not going to even go there that they back or whatever it is. But I'm going to just say this. People, just like the other day, 2 days ago, because they were losing or whatever before these two straight wins or whatever it is, everybody keep calling up and keep keeping your foot on their freaking necks. We need to do that. We need to stay. We need to not let them off the hook. Stay on their backs. We need to stay on their backs right now because, yo, like, we can't have them spoil nothing. Not spoil this. So we ain't letting them off the hook. I heard yesterday Ben Davis says that he feels like Kyle Schwarber is the leader. And that's great. And I could see some crunk in Kyle Schwarber's, you know, in the way he is. But at the end of the day, Bryce Harper, being the face, being Mr. I want to be a pander nut in Philly, being all that, being like you want to be a GM, you have to be the leader. You have to be the freaking leader. And y'all had, they had a damn, what was it, a team meeting. Okay, well, I hope they move some furniture because in a team meeting, what needs to be done is people looking at each other and telling the truth. Bryce Harper, he had to damn say the truth, whatever it is. And even if he's playing bad, good. So other guys want to step up, and then they can say something to him. Well, you suck too. All right? Well, then get your butt in line too. So that's what needs to happen. So we need to stay on their necks. Hey, Jack, yo, you need to be tougher on these guys. This is your guy, huh? You need to be tougher on them. You know, you Mr. Jackie Baseball. Well, you need to put your foot on their necks. Just like you did all that nice stuff and everything. We want to stand in ovation and all that. Yo, now they need to see a side of Jack where, you know what? I hate what happened last year. I'm not freaking playing. I'm putting my foot on your necks, and y'all need to win the damn championship. Huh?
So, I think you got the wrong guy, Rios. I think you got the wrong guy. I'm not a foot on the next man.
No, you are the right guy. Even with your open-toe Moses sandals, you need to let them know.
They're Birkenstocks.
Jack, look, if you made them feel the way like you did last year, you need to show them this side. You want to win a championship. You don't want to cry on it like, oh, we got this far. They need to see that you the man. Just like you kept touching Trey Turner, oh, he's my buddy. Well, they need to feel that you're going to throw some uppercuts to their freaking guts. All right? So, and let me get on with the Eagles. As with the Eagles, their front four or the front personnel, I just don't see no violence in these guys. Huh? I just need to see some crunk in some guys' system. Even if these backup guys are playing, I need to see some violence in their eyes, man. They can't be coming out around here and playing slap and tickle. And Nolan Smith, I think, Spike, you said it. Nolan Smith, he looks small. So I'm going to say this, because I'm a small guy. Huh? You could look small. Him? But it ain't that he looks small. He's playing small. That's his freaking problem. He going out there and playing small, not knowing what the hell it is. He looked like a deer in the headlights. Know what you want to do. You should have more hand action. You should have more bull rush. You should have more instinct to get to that quarterback, to get to the running back. He is playing small because, yo, just like Brandon, Darren Sproles, you can see he looks small. But, boy, he didn't play small. You know what I mean? So, Nolan Smith problem, he is playing freaking small. We need the freaking violence to come out these guys and start toughing up. Jack, get your baseball team in line. Gentlemen, Hey, what was that question before I get off? Because I always getting off.
Oh, give us your go-to blonde.
Go-to blonde. I heard her name say it. You know, I love some Scarlett Johansson, but I'm going to go with the John. She's the Joker's girl. Margot Robbie.
Ooh.
Margot Robbie. It's a good one. All right. Thank you. That was a good call from Yoshi.
Yeah.
You mean Rios?
Rios. I'm sorry. Yoshi's next. That's why I was looking at Yoshi's name. It was a good call from Rios.
Yeah. Well, he bounced back. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, Yoshi's never – I don't think we've had a dump Yoshi in the past.
It's Rios.
You mean Rios.
Yeah. That's Spike's fault.
Yeah.
We haven't had a dump Rios in the past. Yesterday was a step back.
Yeah.
And he pulled it in together. That was good.
Speaking of Yoshi, do you just want us to jump right to the blonde thing, buddy, or do you want to start at the beginning?
Well, what's name? Let me say hello first.
Okay.
My man Spike. Big Eye, Jackie, baby. Happy Friday. You know what? What's name? And I want to say this real quick. You know, I love you, Spike, because I've been on your mind since this show started.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what, boy? That's why I love you. That's why I rocks out with you. That's why if I'm ever in the vicinity and you need my assistance, I will go to war for you. You can talk all the trash, and I'll put them on there. I'm going to leave it right there. We can change. We can jump right to the block. I don't care. Can I say more than one? Hey, man, I'm gonna start a little bit in the past. I watched Baywatch for C.J. Parker. I love Pamela Anderson Lee. I know she has some flotation devices, but she was pretty as you want to be. God almighty. Man, I love her. And you know what? I love everything Mickey Rourke did to Kim Basinger in 9.5 weeks.
Oh, wow. Kim Basinger is a good call. That's a good pull, buddy.
That was my girl when she was Vicky Vale.
Vicky Vale.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I love her then. I love me some Kim Basinger. But if I got to go with one now, and somebody said Scarlett Johansson, she a little bit brown on the brown side, but when she went blonde, she was all right. But Ryan Reynolds had them both. I love some Blake Lively, boy.
Blake Lively is a good call. Yep, that's a good call, brother.
Blake Lively talking to me. I mean, and I'm gonna give you one more. Her last name is Park Bo. My sister married an Italian dude. He's like, man, she's a natural redhead. He's like, but her name is B Bardot.
Oh
my goodness, look him up. No,
who's he talking about?
Did you say B Arthur?
It's B Bardot.
Oh.
That's her name. It's Bridget Bardot or something like that. Look her up. I'll
Bridget Bardot.
You're like an Ike.
Bridget Bardot. Do you mean Gal Gadot?
Yeah, Gal Gadot.
No. I think I said it. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, you already have 18 blondes.
Yeah. Well, this is what we wanted out of
you. You could have stuck with B. Arthur.
I got a whole lot more, but I'm going to leave it on. Ain't nobody talking about B. Arthur. I leave B. Arthur alone. I'm not talking about her. I love James Mansfield, too. Gracious of God. If you want to go back in the day and some black and white movies, I love me some James Mansfield. I got a lot on, boy. I love looking at TV. I love movies. I love women, as we know. I am the ladies' man.
You are.
Yeah,
you are.
That's right. That's me. I got some sports stuff. Real quick. We want to talk about sports. I'm gonna ride with my little brother. I'm gonna get in the car with him. If they back, they back. But I'm still with Ike Reese though. I need at least 2 weeks of it. Give me 12 games. I'll take 8 out of 12. That's 67.6. That's 66.7%. Yes, I Googled it. I'm not good with math in my head, so I Googled it real quick. I'll take that. And them daggone Eagles, man, what's saying? I don't look at the game. I look at the players I like. DJ Jenkins, I like that boy. That boy get ball for like the third tight end. And Dump Gainwell, I like Tavon. I like Tavon Price. I liked him at LSU. 6'1", 220 pounds, run a 4.3.
That's a big running back.
He run patient behind his pass. I like when he has gotten the game. And Jack, Pickett is trash, man, them little hands. He trash because daggone McKee was playing behind the bum line, too, what's saying? But that touch on that ball was something nice, boy. That touch on that
touch
ball
on
was something
ball.
Nice.
Yeah, I heard you. Pause. I let it go the first time.
Hey, Hey, what's that? It's a lot of pauses I got on y'all earlier. You want to bring them up, but I ain't even doing that. We gonna leave it alone. I love y'all, man. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend, brothers.
All right, thank you, Yosh. Which are we qualifying with Kim Basinger or like what is the? He gave a list of
Kim Basinger.
You let Yosh break all sorts of rules.
Yes. Well, but
he's a
he's the expert in this category. What am I gonna? He's like we should have just booked him for a specific time.
Damn near made the category just for him.
Yes. Yeah. We knew as soon as we made this category, we knew it was going to be a Yoshi category. All right. Coming up next, we will get back into the Phils. As Jack will tell you in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, why you need to believe they're back. And another Major League Baseball rule.
Yes.
This time, potentially about starting pitching, which would change a lot of things about baseball. We will talk about it next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz from Chickies in South Philly, the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack. Find a location at chickiesandpeets.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly. That's where we are every Friday. Book your fantasy football party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. We will go a little deeper into the Phillies and talk about a new potential MLB rule change in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in a moment. 215-592-9494. Scott in Newtown, you're on WIP. What up, Scott?
Yo, guys. How you doing? I know you are good. Hey, Spike, real quick, I got to tell you, man, all summer I've been like I have this struggle with you, man. Like, I feel like you're oversensitive with the Sixers, so then I'm oversensitive with your take on the Phillies. So all summer, man, I've been, like, yelling at the radio with you, and I'm like, all right, I got to chill out with that. So I'm on a new page. Not that you've known this, but in my head, I've just been having this battle with you, man.
Well, Scott, if it makes you feel any better, Jack has the battle and can't just tune me out for 2 months.
Yep.
And he has to deal with it every single day. Just know this. My goal is not to make you angry. I'm just saying how I feel about it. If you disagree with me and don't like me, it is fine. But know that the goal isn't specifically to make you angry.
Nah, dude, of course I know that. I get the same way with Gilio comes Eagle season when the band hurts, you know? I get the same damn way. I'll go home and tell my wife about it. I'll be like, I can't stand this guy. But, like, I really can. Like, it brings me to the radio, you know what I mean? So I do enjoy it. So that's
so,
what it is.
So you think they're back?
It's not, like, I know you're going to argue this a little bit. It's like, I just never think they left. Like, I think they did so good in the beginning that in my head it's like, well, there's no way they can keep this pace up. Like, there's just no way it can happen, you know? So I was expecting a fall off. And, like, my hope was really, like, there's not going to be this huge fall off. come the end of the season. I feel like, thank God it happened when it happened, and now let's hope we're going to go and get hot come October. You know, like, let's play good ball from here out. So, I've just been optimistic the whole time, you know.
I hear that. I think the difference for me was that it's not like they were a great regular season team last year either. So I think that the thing for me was less about are they ever going to be the first two-month team, but more about how good are they actually. You know, we know they're not as bad as they looked, and we knew they weren't as good as they looked, but what are they? But, you know, a point that Kevin Franson made when he was here, I think it was off-air afterwards, is that sometimes it's good for a team to go through that during the season so they go through adversity. And teams that do not go through adversity and end up in the playoffs and then they're challenged, maybe it's not good that the first time you have to dig deep is, you know, when you're down 2-0.
A long time, though. That's the
yes,
thing.
It was a really long time.
I'm fine
time.
With 3 weeks of struggling or whatever. It got to 60 games.
Well, and it went past, hey, they're 500. It started getting
They had to have a team meeting.
Yeah, like, and they were the worst team in baseball since the All-Star break.
They had to have a team meeting, and the crowd was booing them. Like, yeah, it was a little different than just like 2 weeks of struggles.
Yeah, and by the way, they felt that, which is why they had the meeting, which is why Trey sat down, all that kind of. So I hope this is the beginning of the new thing. But I think it is fair, given how bad they have been, to want to see it for a couple of weeks before we all start buying into it.
Yep.
That's it. I just want to see it.
Dude, absolutely. Like, there's been plenty of nights I've been so pissed off at them. You know what I mean? I'm always betting on the Phillies, man. I'm always losing money on my bets. On these
just another day.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, I'll get it tomorrow. Like, I'll go for a Harper home run like 6 days in a row. And finally, when I hit it, I'm still down. You know what I mean? So,
I know, but odds are getting pretty good, though. He's like plus 550 on most nights. He's usually plus
350. I know, dude. I wanted one last night. I had parlays just missed because of him. But whatever, that's my own thing. So, like, there's plenty of times I'm pissed off. I never just give him a pass.
Scott, you talk about losing bets. You know, Ike and Jack's kids are paying for their own college completely now.
Right.
Yeah, after the last few weeks, so it happens to the best of us. Hey, who's your go-to blonde?
Yo, real quick before I give that.
Sure.
If history tells us anything, aren't we always scared to death of our corner play? Like, every year with the damn Eagles, I'm scared to death of the corner play. I feel like we had one good year of corner play in, like, the last 10 years. So, and when I hear Hurts isn't throwing any interceptions, I'm a Hurts guy, and I think he's going to be great. But, like, when I hear that, the first thing I think is, like, is he even being challenged in practice? Because that makes me nervous, you know?
Honestly, to me, in practice, it's less about the corner play and more about is anyone getting any pressure on him whatsoever.
Right.
Honestly. So, yeah, we'll see. Well, I mean, we'll see all those things in a couple of weeks for real. All right, give me your blonde.
Yeah, dude, a lot of my blondes were said, so I'm going to name the one that my first taste of filth was Jenna Jameson. So, like, that's my blonde forever. I'll always think of her. I know that's not the best, but
it's all good.
Dude, then all it takes is one crazy blonde girlfriend for you never to want another blonde, you know? So I'm in my brunette phase forever now, man.
All right.
Thanks for taking my calls, guys.
Appreciate
have a nice day.
Bro. So Jenna Jameson, famous adult actress.
Yeah.
Quick Jenna Jameson story.
Okay.
I got one. Boy. Do you want one?
Yeah, sure. Okay. It's Friday.
All right. Yeah, it is Friday. So there's a place in Reading called Al's Diamond Cabaret. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it is a gentleman's club. It is a BYO gentleman's club.
Oh.
So when you go into this place, there's guys with, like, coolers full of beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And back
in that's a tough scene.
Yeah.
Just walking in with a 24. You're not going to be here a while.
Yeah, so back in the day when Howard Stern was on the air, when a really famous adult star would dance at Al's, they would come into Howard Stern and promote it.
Okay.
So Jenna Jameson was going to dance at Al's Diamond Cabaret, and she went into Howard Stern beforehand, and then she went to Al's. Now, at the time, I was a late-night DJ on WYSP, which is where Stern was here in Philly. Mm-hmm. So I was like, it was me and a couple other guys. We went to Al's Diamond Cabaret to see Jenna Jameson. I was like, I'm going to get her on the show. So afterwards, you can pay $40 or whatever to get a picture with Jenna Jameson.
Mm.
So get in line. I tell her who I am.
Mm. Nice.
She takes my phone number
and
says, I will come on the show. Then, for the photo, sits on my lap. I put my hand on her shoulder. She said, "What are you doing? I'm not your buddy." Takes my hand and puts it on the inside of her midsection.
Yeah, yeah, she's not used to having somebody with their hands on her shoulder.
I know.
Well, not that. Yeah, never mind.
I still have the photo.
Yes.
So it's a Polaroid. I was Fat Spike at the time.
Ooh.
And when you see the grin on my face.
Oh, knew you was happy.
It was the grin of a guy who doesn't very often have girls that close to him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
especially when girls look like that.
Yes. So met Jenna Jameson once.
Did she come on the show?
She didn't. She never used the phone number.
Nah, you knew that.
What phone number she give you?
It was a good moment, though.
215?
No,
Spike?
She took mine, bro.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know, Spike wrote the number down.
Oh, bro.
Email address.
Bro, yes.
Said I love you.
Yes. You know, she's a big star at the time.
Yeah.
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 Didn't work out for us.
Never been a Jenna Jameson person.
You weren't a Jenna guy?
Check the tape.
Well, no, I... Listen... Never mind.
You sure, buddy?
Yes.
Okay. We'll get to the High Hope Sackey baseball report after I tell you about Guided Door and Window. The time's running out for the big summer sale. 40% off every window and door you buy. Are you going to be an idiot and wait until September when the big summer sale's not happening? Are you going to be smart and replace those old drafty windows now when you can get 40% off any window? And if you happen to need a door, whether it's a front door or a sliding patio door, you get 40% off that. You know, a lot of people are going to wait till the fall because they're going to say, oh, the cold is coming. I got to get new windows. You don't want to be one of those people. One, because you're going to end up paying more. Two, because there's going to be a rush to get them. Do it now. 40% off any high-quality window or door. You buy now and pay later with Guided's low monthly payment plans. Interest-free financing up to 18 months. All prior sales excluded. Offer expires at the end of August. Call Guided today. Schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDED or visit them at goguided.com. That's goguida.com. Let's talk a little, Phils.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
That's right. How about this? We'll get to the new baseball rule during this that has been discussed that I think is very, very interesting. But one thing to keep an eye on. Johan Rojas last 23 games.
Whoa.
Hitting .304.
Whoa.
With a .361 OBP.
Oh.
.754 OPS.
Oh.
Last 8 games, batting .333 with an .807 OPS.
How many bunts?
I think like one, maybe.
I was going to say none.
He's not a buntsman.
It seemed like they just gave up on him.
Yeah, he's like, just go play good defense, and I hope he can hit.
Yeah.
He's starting to show some signs of life at the plate, Johan Rojas.
I think the pressure of him being an everyday player is off of him. You think that helps him?
Maybe. I think he's starting to get – he looks just more comfortable.
Yeah.
I think he's like kind of settling into at least – I don't think he's going up there drowning. Like, I thought he was drowning at points early in the year. I think he's just kind of confident.
Maybe trying too hard a little bit earlier
he's
in the year.
He's trying to prove that he should be the starting center.
Yeah.
Trade deadline's passed. There's no one taking his job.
Right.
Even that single to left yesterday was a normal swing. It was a swing where he's trying to hit a single, felt like, you know.
I still want the ball hit on the ground a little bit more.
Yes.
He does not need to be trying to launch baseballs.
Yeah.
You know, let the line drives come. Weston Wilson, first cycle.
Wow.
At home.
Loved it.
At home since David Bell in 2004. I'm confused because I
did not know about JT last year.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
It was a West Coast game.
Yes.
It was late at night.
Yes.
They lost.
Yes. It wasn't celebrated.
I celebrated.
Did you? I don't remember it last year.
Oh, I was so happy. David Bell was dead.
So when I saw that last night, I just slowly backed out of the chat.
Yeah.
But I figured you were happy about the cycle.
Well, he's at least officially, you know, dead at Citizens Bank Park. The reign of David Bell is over.
Reign of David Bell.
Dude, he was the worst.
He was not a big David Bell fan. So
every
year he was hoping somebody hit for the cycle to erase David, even though it wouldn't erase David Bell from the record books.
No.
But we couldn't say the last Philly hit for the cycle was David Bell, who I don't need to be reminded of.
I know we've done this a couple of times with guys this year, with Clemens and with Dahl. I think Weston Wilson is good.
Yeah.
It sounds goofy, but up at bat, he just looks like a hitter.
Well,
you know
against
what I mean?
Lefties, definitely.
Yeah.
You know our Weston Wilson story? Last year, we practically made fun of him.
Yep.
Oh, really?
When he hit a home run his first at bat.
So it was the Lorenzen no hitter.
Yeah.
And Weston Wilson hit a home run in his first at bat. And yeah. I think I wasn't there. And it was you and John. You're like, who the hell is
Weston Wilson?
This is Weston Wilson.
Yeah, he's confident up there. I'd feel good about Weston Wilson in a pinch hitting spot.
I haven't said a bad word about him since that night.
Yeah. Yep.
I think he has a 1,400 OPS career in the major leagues against lefties.
He seemingly always gets hits.
He does. He hits for power. He hits the ball the other way. I like Weston Wilson.
It'll be curious
man.
To see what happens when Hayes is back, what they do with him. Like,
because
he's been playing against lefties with Marsh, who's been struggling against lefties, even though kind of starting to heat up a little bit against them. But, like, I wonder if they would send Weston Wilson back down or keep him up.
Listen, Hayes is here to stay.
Yeah, like you've been saying.
He's a Dombo guy, man.
Yeah, he's wanted him for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So does Ike.
Yeah.
Ike actually told Dombrowski at spring training, look out for Austin Hayes.
We don't have to keep running that one,
man. I think the biggest question about – if they're back or they're not back. I think lineup-wise, I feel pretty confident. Mm-hmm. Rotation-wise, I feel pretty confident. It's still the bullpen for me that would be my biggest hesitancy to say how back they are. Like,
because Alvarado.
Rotation, you feel good?
Rotation, I feel pretty good about. I think Wheeler's back. I think Nola's fine.
Wheeler had never left.
Okay.
I
think the Sanchez thing is a mirage. Not a mirage. It's bump in the road.
You mean the bad part. The bad part,
yeah,
right.
the last five, I think, have been more.
That's a lot of starts, man.
I know. It's okay. Guys go through. He's a slump guy. Like, okay. He has the three bad starts in a row, and then he gets back to being Chris Sanchez. I haven't
Knowles is back tonight.
We need
a Friday night at home.
With the City Connects on.
Knowles is back tonight.
Well, the last time we were here and you made a grand proclamation, we got our asses kicked by the Diamondbacks for three games. You sure you want to do that to Knowles?
Well, listen. I know when I feel the tide turning on Aaron Nola.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I...
Yeah, you're a Knowles guy.
Well, and believe me, if he doesn't pitch well tonight, I don't know if I'll be able to slow down the tide. So...
Yeah.
This is one of these, I need him to pitch well tonight.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and then Ranger, we'll see. I think he needed that rest. And I do think he's more phantom IL than a real big concern with Ranger.
Okay.
But bullpen-wise, like, Kirkery, Alvarado, Estevez are all, like, question marks for me.
Yeah, Estevez... I like the way I say Estevez.
I know.
Rather than Estevez.
Yeah, you're saying Estevez.
Yeah, I think that's how it's said.
Is that how it's said?
Yeah.
I like how you said that's how I said
it's
it.
Estevez, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But regardless,
I agree with you.
Yeah, Kirkring let a home run last night. He hasn't looked right for about a month. Yeah. Alvarado hasn't. He might just be done.
We've tried to hold on as long as we could.
And they keep trusting him in big spots.
Yeah.
It worked out kind of the other night, but it was a tightrope.
Well, it's when you get through it with him, it's just lucky.
You're exhausted.
Yes, every time. he put two guys on last time, I think.
Well, it's just that the stuff's just declined. If it was still like 101 and it was sinking and the cutter, it's back to 98 rather than 101, which is concerning. And Estevez, I don't
know. Imagine that.
What?
I mean, 98 is still pretty damn good.
It is. But it's not like a...
Almost as fast as the wiffle ball, guys.
It's not a bowling ball sinker like it was at 101.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Heavy. It's a heavy sinker.
Yeah, it doesn't drop the way that you want it to drop.
No, see, he does that when he... Oh. Really, yeah, when he. That's his way of saying...
I know what I'm talking
about. I got this.
With Branson. Do you see what he tried to do? You know, a lot of people wanted them to trade one of their kids for a big player.
Yeah.
It's not me.
I would never say that.
I wouldn't do it. You know, they feel one reliever short.
Yeah.
One reliable reliever short.
Like, if you weren't going to go... If the bats were too expensive at the deadline, I don't know why he didn't just try to build a bleep you good, like an unbelievable bullpen.
There was Tanner Scott?
Tanner Scott, yeah.
Tanner Scott was the guy, was available. You know?
I know. Yeah. And then the last thing here, the new baseball rule. So they're thinking about putting out the idea of a starter has to pitch six innings or 100 pitches and if he allows four runs, he can be pulled before the sixth inning. So a six-inning mandate for starting pitchers. Thoughts?
To what, get a win?
No,
just like they have to do it. Like, you can't get pulled from the game earlier unless
they're injured, allow four runs, or throw 100 pitches.
Yeah.
So you have to pitch six innings unless those things happen. So basically what you're getting rid of.
I don't know if I like that.
Really?
I don't know.
It'll create more offense.
On the surface, it doesn't sound like something I would like if I were the team who's putting the pitcher out there.
So I was with you when I read it. Now, you know I like starters going deep into games.
Yeah,
I like the
old school.
Yeah. But, and I saw that, and I was like, why are you making this a rule? This feel, but you know what? If you don't make it a rule, then they're going to have... Like there's, I think,
what are they getting rid of? The openers? Is that what they're trying to do?
I think they're... Well, and I think they're also trying to get rid of the 4 1/3 guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
Who are... And
so they don't want bullpen games.
I don't think they want bullpen games. Yeah. And I think that they realize that having starters, like starting pitching is a draw for the sport. Like having, you know.
A dominant starting pitch.
Yeah. I think they want to try
it
to.
It is?
Well, I think, well, think about the back in the day, like you get the big matchups and it'd be a little bit more exciting rather than like.
I agree with you back
in the
day.
We had our Doc Goodens and our Roger Clemens.
We grew up on that. Yes. I just look at today's game. I don't even know how many aces out there that I'd be like, hey, I'm looking to see this matchup.
But I think they're trying to develop that again.
Okay. Okay.
Like they've done, and I know you don't like having to put in a rule for something like this.
Right.
But like they had to do this for the three-batter minimum thing, too, where it was like.
I was okay with that.
Or it was like you just bringing in one reliever after another.
That's
like
the Gabe Kapler rule.
It was his fault. It was all his fault. So, like, yeah, it's a little annoying having to, like, mandate six innings. But whatever gets guys to pitch deeper into games, I think is good for the game.
It's fun when guys pitch deeper into games.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I think in theory it is good. But is there enough good pitching out there? What I don't want to be stuck with a pitcher I got to leave in the game.
No, but if they allow 4 runs, you can take them out.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Or
so I forgot
pitches.
About that part of
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
because I thought that.
So
yeah.
really, you may get to the 4 runs before you ever get to the 100 pitches.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a lot of guys, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I got you now.
The
okay.
Taiwan Walker rule.
Yeah,
yeah,
got you. Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't know. Like I do like, on its surface, the idea of getting started to throw deepener.
You like it? Okay.
Longer in the game.
I think they're going to have a problem with the Players Association with this one, to be
this
honest.
This is one I would have to see
yeah.
first before I knew how much I liked it. Like, I knew immediately I liked the idea of the pitching clock.
Yeah.
Because it was speeding the game up. So I just like that idea. This, I'm not sure how this one will work.
Yeah. I
mean, but if you like it, I'll trust you.
Well,
I'll trust you.
To their credit, they've been pretty good with the rules in the last 2 years.
Man, they've been excellent.
It's been even the ones I didn't think I would not. I'm still not a DH guy, but Phantom.
Oh, I love the DH.
Phantom runner, I love.
Yep.
The reliever has to throw to three guys, I love.
Mm-hmm. I wish we'd go back to the 7-inning doubleheaders.
Nope.
Pitch clock, I love.
Yep.
You know, pitch clock is good. They've done good things. Even if it doesn't bring new fans, I think for the fans that are there, it's made the game a little more fun.
I agree.
Yeah.
It has made games faster.
Yeah.
Yes, like, which is great, by
dude,
the
going
way.
To these games, it's like it's over in a blink.
It's awesome. You're out of there by 9:30.
Well, it's better than when the games were 3 hours and 37 minutes. You can't
yes.
me? That sucked.
You're over there adjusting your cup 40 times between every pitch.
That's the thing that was bothering me.
Come on, man. Act like you're basketball players or something.
Yeah.
How much down there to adjust?
Oh, wow.
Oh, whoa. Same baseball players don't pack heat?
Wow.
I need to see the package.
Fired.
Wow. Wow. Former NFL player accuses baseball players of not being.
Not packing anything.
Ooh.
Wow. No hammers in baseball.
Yeah. I don't know what y'all talking about.
The hammers that exist in baseball are only curveballs.
Yeah. You notice Nick Foles is a football player.
Oh, my God. Right. We're still going.
Okay. All right. Are we done?
We're done.
Okay. Coming up next, everyone's favorite edition, favorite moment in the WIP Afternoon Show, the Top 5 of 5. It's a very special one.
Yes.
Very, very special. It will bring a tear to your eye.
Give you chills.
Truly, chills. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.